This is Brenda Brim Kruko, and I'm filling in for Billy Brim, my mother, glory to God. And as I said, she's been in Israel, having a wonderful time leading 30 pastors who have never been to Israel before. So this will be a great experience for them and for her as well, because she'll be able to impart into them those things which she has known now for over 25 years. She's been going to Israel for over 25 years now, taking tours. So praise God. Amen. So anyway, we have been talking about the gifts in operation. We have been talking about love and how it's their love gifts. It's Christ. And how the gifts of the Spirit are the realization of Jesus Christ from Donald G's book about the gifts of the Spirit called The Gifts of the Spirit, Concerning Spiritual Gifts by Donald G. And then F.F. Bosworth's book, Christ the Healer, how he speaks about compassion and how when people have a realization of the love of God, the love of Christ, how there's never, they don't have an issue with knowing about how is he going to heal him. They just know about his love, that they know it's not even trying to do something, it's him. It's his love in operation, in full operation. And so along those lines, he talks about compassion and how in his book, Bosworth's book, he says, if you want to please the Father, remove the obstacles out of the way of anything against his love, his benevolence. He is infinitely good. He exists forever in a state of entire consecration to pour forth blessings upon his creation whenever they make it possible. Everyone can do this. Suppose the vast Pacific Ocean were elevated high above us. Then conceive of its pressure into every crevice to find an outlet through which it might pour its ocean tides over all the earth. You have the picture of God's loving, benevolent attitude towards you. And of course it says in the Bible that if he spared not his own son, will he not freely give you all things? And we know that is his love. His son's love in us, working through us, of course, absolutely. And it's meditating on this love that will bring those forth. So along these lines, and kind of going back to today, we had a meeting, our Autumn Assembly of Prayer meeting, where people come from everywhere, and we pray. And then we have the Copelands, Brother, Sister Copeland. And on October 26th of this year, Brother Copeland gave a word, and he said, there is a revealing coming to my body of Christ. And then he spoke about the election and how he said, now, I didn't say a certain person or this person or this was going to win. He said, I didn't say that. But he said, I said you will like the way it comes out. And so I thought it was very interesting that he said there is a revealing coming to the body of Christ. And that was a word of prophecy. Now, when my mother was praying about the meeting, this October meeting that was coming up, she went to bed. And then, but she'd been praying for it, you know, off and on. And she woke up October 21st, which was a Sunday morning. And she awoke with these words in her spirit, the sound system. And she heard those repeated a few times, the sound system, the sound system. And so then she saw in the Hebrew Bible, Psalms 105, verse 26 and 27. And it's talking about Moses and Aaron and the Hebrew children. And it says, God sent Moses, his servant, Aaron, who he had chosen, and they placed among them the words of his signs and wonders. Now, that in the King James, that word words is showed him signs among is not words. It showed the works, but the works and the words are the same word. And so, as Brother Copeland was saying, I see a revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ to the body. And then as Mom was talking about, you know, Psalms 105, about the words of his signs and wonders, Moses and Aaron teaching the words of his signs and the wonders. I see that these are the gifts of the Spirit. And that it kind of even goes along with Ephesians 1 prayer. You know, we have the to know him. That is to become intimately knowing him. And that's having a revelation. He's revealing himself to the body individually and then also corporately through the gifts of revelation also. And the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding. That's a prophetic, being flooded with light, seeing and knowing these gifts in operation. And then it goes on to by knowing these, we have a fullness of a demonstration of the power gifts. You know, we have the prophetic, the speaking, the uttering, then the gifts. And I see how all this flows together and how the prophets are saying that right now. So Mom going on about this sound system. And then Brother Copeland, he taught a little bit about the sound system. Of course, Mother got the word, the sound system. But then Brother Copeland, he taught about John 14, and the John chapter 14, verses 10 through 14. He says, "Believest," Jesus speaking, "believest that not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he speaks the works." In other words, works. "Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I shall do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." And so Mom talks about the works and the words, and how when you as we become more inclined, as Jesus said, did you not see? He's telling Philip, actually, through this. He says, "Philip, you asked to see the Father? And you says, I haven't been here. I've been here all along. Don't you know that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, Philip? And that these words that I have spoken unto you, Philip, I just didn't come up with them on my own initiative, but they are the Father that dwells in me. He does the works, Philip. He does the works, words, Philip. He says the words, Philip. He speaks the words." Oh, hallelujah. And then he speaks the works. He does the works, Philip. So he is telling them that. And so Philip, he is telling there is no different, and that when you pray and you have a realization of him and you, and you and him, one in him, nothing that you ask will be kept from you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Mother put some scriptures out here. She says, "He sent his word and healed them." Romans 10, verse 8. "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth." His word's in us, even in our mouth, in our heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that the God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Hallelujah. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:21. So we see this. We see how speaking And how speaking brings forth the miracles. And I see this individually, but I see this corporately. I see this corporately, that the utterance gifts bring forth the miracle gifts, that the revelationary gifts bring forth the prophetic gifts, and that they all work together as one in Him. And Ephesians 1, starting with verse 15, gives us a beautiful picture of that. And we are just meditating that. Let's speak that. Let's operate that in the Spirit, and let the Spirit take that and energize us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So, back to America. We after the elections, we don't say which party we're for or that, but some people, they were disappointed in some things, but you know what? Billy Brim, in 2008, the Lord gave her this: one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. Hallelujah. One thing will avail for Israel on the nations. It is an awakening to God. So what is an awakening? What is a revival? What are these things? It is a realization of who Jesus is. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. That I may know Him, Philippians 3:10. And that is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth of His love, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings. That's the depth of His love, being made conformable unto His death. What does that mean? Unto His love, and to who He is. Hallelujah. There's no difference from who we are and who He is. I think about America. And what God has called her to is that she was born out of an awakening, the Great Awakening. And Mother has shared about that. And we have a book called Prayer Letters from Billy Brim. And that several chapters or parts of that are about this awakening in America. But I love what John Winthrop wrote about. He was the Puritan governor of Massachusetts Bay Colony. And he led the first wave of migrants from England in 1630, and then he served governor for 12 of the first 20 years of Massachusetts Bay Colony's existence. His writings and vision of the colony, of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, as a Puritan city upon a hill, that's taken from the Bible. America will be as a city on the hill. And one of our most famous presidents, Ronald Reagan, quoted that one of his speeches. But anyway, John Winthrop wrote this aboard the Arbella, which is a ship, on its way to Salem from England. America was founded upon this love. And I'm going to read this to you in closing. This is from John Winthrop. The definition which the Scripture gives us of love is this: love is the bond of perfection. First, it is a bond or ligament. Secondly, it makes the work perfect. This is the body of Christ. There is no body but consists of parts, and that which knits these parts together gives the body its perfection, because it makes each part so contiguous to others, as thereby they do mutually participate with each other, both in strength and infirmity, in pleasure and pain. To instance, in the most perfect of all bodies, Christ and His church make one body. The several parts of this body consider a part before they were united, but when Christ comes, and by His Spirit, He love knits all these parts to Himself and to each other, it becomes the most perfect and best proportioned body in the world. Hallelujah! Christ, His love, in His body. This is the definition of love. God bless.